Oh, Vera.
Yeah. Okay. What about those stiff hairs on hog's back?
Bristle.
And those long teeth?
Tushes.
Okay. And the thing that you feed a hog out of?
Trough.
More than one, too?
Troughs.
What about a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog or wild boar. You ever eat any wild boar meat? Mm. You ever smelled any? You're a lucky man. It's so strong, it makes you sick.
Hmm.
My,
is that just because they're not castrated, or?
It's, I guess, it's just the meat is so tough and stinky.
Hmm.
And,
who's
going to
eat it?
Well, my grandfather had a friend who every year would, he would get hold of some wild boar meat and have a big cookout, invite all his friends, and Jesus Christ, nobody liked it. Nobody could stand. People from miles away would turn up their noses, and
shitty stuff, huh?
I don't see how anybody could eat it. I don't see how you could get it to your mouth. Even if you got it to your mouth, I don't see how you chew it. But he loved it.
Damn,
loved it.
What about the sound that a calf makes? You'd say, listen to that calf do what?
Well, a calf lows when it's being weaned.
All right. What about a cow, say, if it's just hungry?
Ooh.
Same thing if it wants to be milked.
More of a plaintive cry when it wants to be milked.
Yes.
I think for a cow, having to be milked is more important than getting fed.
Mm. Would you ever say that a cow would low?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to say that?
No, they would low.
Okay. What about the noise that a horse makes?
Whinny. Or some people call it a knicker.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a, sounds kind of like a laugh.
All right, what about a collective word for mules and cows and animals like that? You say you got a bunch of
stock.
All right. What about feathered animals like guineas and chickens and turkeys? You got a bunch of.
Well, they're all fowl.
All right. And a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something?
Setting hen.
And these things that you see trucks carrying, little wooden thing with bars you got chickens in, you call that what?
A coop.
All right.
Chicken coop.
Would you ever use that word to describe anything else?
Yeah, now, not just the thing on a truck, but a regular place to keep chickens. Coop, where they have I suppose that things have gotten so sophisticated that you could call a large house where they have thousands of chickens, you could call that a coop.
Something fully enclosed.
Yeah, something enclosed either by, wall or fence.
Mm-hmm. What about something that wasn't fully enclosed?
A chicken yard or chicken lot.
Okay. Talking about chickens, if you fry one, the piece that kids like to grab a hold of and pull.
Pulley bone or wishbone. Now what we had, if you grab the pulley bone, two things. If you grab the pulley bone and got the short end, then you were going to get married first. And if you got the long end, then you were going to have good luck. Maybe the two go together.
Pull that around.
Like that. I think my body might shield it.
That's what I was thinking.
You be quiet.
Hope Dark Crimson don't kill us.
It's just a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.